All across the great state of Iowa, it is the Simon Conway Show, and we do indeed have our next guest on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to welcome back our guest. He is Luke Hilgeman. Let me get the mouse working. There we go. Hey, Luke, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Simon. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're very welcome. So you are the executive director of the International Order of T. Roosevelt. And we're bringing you on because you're very concerned. Don't know what that was. Don't worry about it. You're very concerned that the Biden administration is attacking hunting. Talk to me.
Well, Biden administration just came out with a very scary rule for most people who love to get to the outdoors, not just hunters, but anglers as well. They're proposing a ban on all lead-based bullets and hooks on federal lands from sea to shining sea. We're talking about millions of acres of public federal land that people go out and hunt, that people go out and enjoy. And we're also talking about waterways across the country where if you use a lead-based hook, you could be potentially barred from even fishing. This is a misguided, ridiculous policy that the Biden administration has no science to back up what they're saying. And what it's going to do is essentially ban hunting on millions of acres of lands and push anglers out of our federally allowed and accessible waterways just because they're trying to, you know, curry favor with the extreme animal rights activists all across the country who are pushing for this ridiculous policy.
Well, and why are they pushing for this ridiculous policy?
Well, there are some that think that, you know, a few eagles have died as a result of having lead.
Well, wait a minute. We need to take down all the wind turbines, don't we?
Oh, bingo. That's the place that I would start. 750,000 wild birds a year are killed by wind turbines in this country, and we have a few eagles that have eaten lead off of a carcass of one kind or another, and the Biden administration takes that to say, let's kick millions of people that want to hunt out of our federal lands and off of our federal waterways to try and protect a few birds.
How much of a threat is what they're doing is real in Iowa? Because, you know, we keep passing really good Second Amendment stuff here in the state.
Yeah, it's definitely a threat. Anywhere where there is federal lands or federally supplied waterways, they're talking about banning people from using most of the traditional cartridges that average folks use when they head out to go hunt or, you know, put your fishing pole on your shoulder and go out and fish in a federal stream. This is a significant issue. And the last time I was with you, Simon, we were talking about the constitutional right to hunt and fish in Iowa.
Yeah.
Right? An effort to put in the state constitution in Iowa the ability to protect these outdoor pursuits from threats like this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went up to the Capitol that next day, people asked me, well, this is Iowa. There's not really a threat there, right? People aren't coming here and telling us we can't hunt and we can't fish. And I shared with them at the time that there's this well-organized effort in states like Oregon where they're trying to criminalize hunting and fishing. And now fast forward to today, and we have news that the Biden administration is partnering with those very same organizations to try and block millions of acres that we've paid for, right? Hunter and angler dollars have largely helped build the national parks and the public lands that we access all across the country. And here they're trying to now shut us out of hunting and fishing on these lands, all out of a ploy, in my opinion, to try and end hunting and fishing as we know it.
It's really quite a remarkable thing. You never thought you would live to see this happening in our country. It's every time this administration does something that is shocking, and you think, well, they can't do anything else, and then they do. It's truly truly incredible. So, how much of a threat is this? And did Iowa act on your requests?
So it's a major threat. And again, we're sounding the alarm to the millions of hunters and anglers across the country who want to go out and hunt fish on their federally protected lands. And at the end of the day, Iowa moved forward, and they did advance thanks to good people like Representative Taylor Collins, Representative Dean Fisher, Speaker Pro Tem John Wills was an absolute champion on this issue. And then in the Senate, we worked with Senator Brad Zahn and Senator Sweeney. And we also had conversations with Senate President Amy Sinclair. And we have commitments that the bill moved out of both the committees in the House and the Senate. They just ran out of time during this recent legislative session, but they're committed to getting this done ahead of 2024 so that it can be, again, passed in 2025 and ready for the ballot in 2026 when you guys are going to go back out in Iowa and see who's your governor, if you're going to keep Governor Reynolds in the position she's in or if you're going to elect someone else.
Mm. Remarkable stuff. Talk to us about the International Order of T. Roosevelt.
So the IOTR has been around for almost 40 years. We've gone through a rebranding. We used to be a really long name called the Shikar Safari Club International Foundation, and now we've decided to take a much more active role in what's happening in policy across the states to try and protect the future of hunting and fishing. So our board of directors has taken a stance that says we need to get in the arena. It's time for us to fight, and what better way to do that than to invoke the president who set all of this in motion for us almost 150 years ago. So IOTR is leading the charge across the country, and we just placed one of the largest victories that we've ever had when the Florida legislature just this last week passed the constitutional right to hunt and fish, similar legislation to what we have going in Iowa. It passed it 154-1. 154-1. It came out of the House unanimously, and only one Democrat senator voted against it when it passed out of the Senate last week.
Who was that guy or gal?
So she is a Democrat from the Miami area.
Uh-huh.
Who is the majority minority leader for their party. And she made it about abortion. She said that this was something, yes, she made the argument. And similar to what your Iowa Democrats did too, Simon, when we were up in the Capitol, they brought a bunch of amendments that said if we're going to amend our state constitution, then we need to amend it too so that we can maintain the rights for abortion. Because somehow catching a fish and harvesting a deer is about the same as killing a baby. Think about that. That's the argument that the Democrats here in Iowa were making, and it's appalling, and quite honestly, it's disgusting.
Mm.
And we're out there trying to protect these freedoms, and they're trying to make a mockery of it.
Very interesting stuff. All right, well, look, it's a pleasure having you back on, Luke, and keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
I appreciate it, Simon.
All right, if people want to connect with you, where do they go?
Go to www.t-roosevelt.org. You can follow us on all of the social media channels under that same handle as well.
All right. T-Roosevelt.org. T-Roosevelt.org. Thanks, Luke. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks a lot.